So, Peter, first of all, let's talk about what you do for a living. How would you describe it?
Well, I'm pretty much a man of many hats. I've been in the film industry for over 30 years. 15 of those I stunt double Schwarzenegger for in 15 films. And now, because of my age, I won't say what it is, but because of my age, I don't do stunts so much anymore. I work as a director or a producer, writer, and also I teach stunts. I have what's called my School of Hard Knocks in Vancouver, where we teach everything from full burns to car hits to high falls, fight choreography, wire work, weapons work, all of that. You can find me at peterhkent.com. So, I'm basically whatever there is to do in the industry, I basically do it.
Wow. So in doing stunt work, what are some of the crazier things you've had to do?
Some of the crazier things? My work in Terminator 2 put me into the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, the motorcycle work. I did the jump of the Harley. But I think what was more crazy than any of that was the truck transfer running across the back of the small truck bed and onto the hood of the big rig, blowing the windshield out, tipping that rig over. James Cameron once said in an interview after Terminator 2 that he would never have done that again because it was so dangerous, the stunt itself, because it was all freehand at 60 miles an hour. Anything could have gone wrong.
Wow.
And I've gone 18 stories off of a building, actually probably 20 if you factor in all of the distance, off of a building on a wire, which is a free fall, descender fall. So that's pretty invigorating because you're falling basically 16 or 17 stories, free fall, until the last two, and then the wire kicks in on your back and slows you down, hopefully.
Wow, invigorating. Not how I describe it. Terrifying. So how did you first get into doing this kind of thing? Like, were you kind of a stunt person from birth?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, I did a lot of crazy stuff as a kid. I climbed a lot of trees and, you know, would let myself drop through the branches and crash to the ground, that kind of thing. And then in 1984, I just went down to Los Angeles. I was looking for work. I was tired of what was going on in Victoria, where I was working. And I happened through the roundabout to get sent out for a call to see James Cameron for the movie The Terminator. And the next thing I knew, I was hired and had no stunt experience, but managed to lie my way into the business. Not the recommended method of entry, for sure.
And you worked with Linda Hamilton then.
And I did, yes. And Linda's still a good friend to this day.
Oh, really? I recently interviewed her for, she was doing a little part in the series here. And, wow, what a terrific gal.
Oh, she's awesome. I love Linda. Yeah, in fact, I was just with her at the Calgary Convention at the Calgary Expo. We do a lot of the conventions around the world.
Right, right. Yeah. Nice. Yep. Well, that's excellent. Well, say hi to her for me. And what was the series that she's in here? Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember the name. I'll remember it, and I'll tell you before we say goodbye.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about being Arnold Schwarzenegger's double. How did that happen? Did you audition? Like, how does that happen?
Basically, I did, but it was the funny part of it was that there was nobody else in the audition. A little casting company that I had just signed up with, and I was living in the YMCA at the time, sent me out on a call saying they were looking for somebody for a stand-in photo double for Arnold, which is not stunts. And I went in, and James took a look at me and said, "Oh, you're perfect for that." And then he took two steps away and came back to me and said, "You've done stunts too, right?" And I thought, well, if I don't say yes to that, I may lose the other job, which I just seem to have gotten. And so I said yes, and the next thing you know, I'm on set, you know, and they're asking me to crash through windows and stuff. And, I mean, some of the stuff, I had driven motorcycles a lot, and I could drive a car, and, you know, if somebody tells you, just take this car and drive it as crazily as you can from point A to point B, that's just plain fun. So those kind of things weren't an issue for me. It was when some of the more technical stuff came up that I had no real knowledge of that I almost, got killed and of course, got sussed out by the coordinator who then went on to help me out.
Wow. So is that things like working with fire and...
Well, in this case, it was crashing through a window, which I was up for, but I just didn't know the techniques involved. And, you know, he looked at me and said, "Okay, you have no idea what you're doing, do you?" And I was like, "Okay, am I fired?" And he said, "No, I just need to make sure that you don't get killed on my watch."
Now, when you're working with someone like Schwarzenegger, do they really want to do a lot of their own stuff, or are they happy to have you do it?
It's funny because in this day and age, Tom Cruise is always out there saying, "I do my own stunts," and a lot of guys do some of their own stunts. But you have to remember, you're talking about an actor that's getting $20 million or more and a feature film that costs $100 million or double that. So if your lead actor goes down due to injury, you fall back to the insurance company and a completion bond, it's called, and suddenly the picture, it falls apart and the insurance company has to pay for it. So the insurance company does not want that actor to be put in harm's way. So these guys say they can do all that stuff, but the truth of the matter is they're not allowed to. They may get away with a few things on a wire over a green screen and that kind of stuff, but the actual physical stuff of, you know, whatever, running across a truck or a car or whatever, it's just not, it just doesn't, it can't be done. They're not allowed to do it.
Right. Wow. So, and hence a great job for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't mind running across that kind of thing and whatever it entails. I'm always good with that.
Yeah. Now, working with Arnold, did you get to know him?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 24/7 every day for 15 years. It's pretty hard not to.
I've seen him speaking as a guest speaker, and he's a very entertaining fellow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We were always goofing off. You know, there was always something interesting going on. And, you know, and I find out later on with shenanigans with the housekeeper that there was always a lot more going on than I knew about.
Yes, he did get in a bit of hot water for that. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Apparently. Hot water is probably a good word for it, sure.
And, yeah, well, he's, you know, he's a very muscular guy himself. I mean, did you guys, like, compare notes on working out and stuff?
Oh, I trained with him every day, too. I mean, I wasn't in the condition he was in when I first started out in the business. You know, I had to quickly catch up because I was working with the guy on one-on-one and having to look like him. So I really had to get serious in the gym. So I pretty much trained with him every day and applied everything he told me. So I learned a lot from him. I mean, you know, to basically have a personal trainer as Arnold Schwarzenegger for 15 years, I mean, I don't know of anybody who could boast that one.
And you must be ripped.
Well, these days, not so much. But I was back in the day, I was about 5% body fat, yeah.
Wow. Awesome. I remember him at this, him speaking about working out, and he was really like, no pain, no gain.
Oh, yeah.
And go for it. And he also said, he was interesting, he said, you know, he never gets more than 7 hours sleep a night, and he figures it's a waste of time.
Yeah, well, I have twin 4-year-old boys, so I don't get any more than that either. So.
If you get that.
If I get that, yeah.
That's
wild. When they were born, I did not get any.
Wow. Amazing, amazing. Any other local films that you've worked on that have shot in Vancouver or Toronto?
Oh, well, I haven't shot in Toronto, and I would like to if anyone's listening. I have done a lot. Yeah, I co-starred with Bill Pullman and Lena Olin in a film called Ignition. I've done all the series here. I've done, you know, Psych. I've done Stargate. I've done, Dead Man's Gun. Everything that was ever shot here. That you can think of during the late 90s and all the way up to present day.
Wow.
I've done quite a few. I have, as an actor, I have about 90 credits as an actor, and then I have about another 45 credits as a stunt person.
Well, and a lot of good shows shooting out there. How is the industry out there right now? I know it's cooled off here a bit.
Well, it's cooled off considerably here due to our present government's stance on not wanting to, you know, involve themselves in helping the industry move forward with any tax credits relief or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, so that
so stupid. Down. I mean, it's the same thing here. It's like, are you people stupid or what? You know, like.
Well, you know, it brings $1.4 billion a year into the local economy, and yet Christy Clark's statement was she didn't want to be involved or become enmeshed. In an industry that was in a downward spiral. Now, how you can factor that statement into an industry that brings in 1.4 in basically green, sustainable, industry is beyond me.
So crazy.
It is
so crazy.
I have other words for her.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's encouraging to me because, you know, our government on all levels here just screwed up. It's crazy. But anyway, now tell me a little bit about teaching stunt work. Do you find like a lot of young people, it's an industry that they want to get into?
Yeah, you know, with my stunt school, I have them come in. I have a lot of people that come into the classes because, A, they want to be stunt people, but, B, I also have a lot that come in just to do something as a bucket list thing. You know, they say, oh, I'd really like to be set on fire. I'd really like to take a car hit, just to be able to say you've done it. So I get probably, you know, I would say 60-40 stunt people versus people that just want to try it out and say they've done it.
And how do you keep yourself safe? Like when you say somebody wants to be set on fire, is that possible to do without hurting yourself? And how do you do it?
You know what? We've done probably 85 people since I've had my class, since we've started this school, or more actually. Only had a couple of blisters the whole time, the size of my thumb, maybe on the back of a neck where your collar is rubbing off the fire gel that you put on. You have a protective fire gel that's comprised of aloe vera and a few other elements that you put on over your skin, which is very clear, of course. So you still look like you can see the person's face. And then the clothes that you are using to burn with have to be all man-made fibers. There can be no synthetics because those will just melt. And then you put what's called no-char. The clothes are dipped in no-char, so they don't actually burn. They just act as a wick.
Wow.
Well, there's a real science to it, of course.
Yeah. And what about something like, crashing a car? How do you not get hurt when you're smashing up a vehicle?
Well, 99% of the time, if it's done with any kind of violence, you've got a roll cage in the car, like the NASCAR racing cages. And you're wearing a 5-point harness and a helmet and the whole deal. Which is why, usually you never push in close. You never see a close-up shot. If it's a pretty vigorous car wreck, you'll never see a close-up shot of the driver inside because they usually have a helmet on, and there's usually a full roll cage around them.
And what about we see a lot of falls from great heights in movies these days, and how is that accomplished?
Well, the airbags these days have come a long way from what they used to be. High falls now, you can go as high as, 10 stories and maybe a little bit more. But anything higher than that, of course, you need to use what's called a descender or decelerator, which is a wire system, which goes, you wear a vest on your, a full vest on your chest and belt it up, and then the wire clips onto your back, and that's what I basically rode when I did Last Action Hero down the side of the hotel. And that way, you're free falling. The camera can look straight over your shoulder and see that you're falling straight to the concrete. So it's a bit unnerving because you don't have the luxury of the psychological luxury of looking down and seeing an airbag under you and going, oh, that's a cushy landing I'm coming up to now at, 200 miles an hour. You're just looking straight down at the concrete. So if that wire does break, it's the end.
Wow. And are those some of the things you'll be teaching in Vaughan?
I'm there for 2 days, and it's a fairly intensive class. But I'm talking about wire work and safety. I'm talking about fight choreography, because basically, we get a lot of people that are sort of entry level that want to come in and try a few things. And this is basically, this class is for actors who want to learn. A director might come to you and say, "Listen, I've got a fight scene, and I think I need your character to throw some punches, then get punched and go to the ground. Can you do that?" And if you have no experience in it, he's going to pick the next guy and say, okay, well, how about you? And so this way, I'm trying to teach folks what to look for in the camera angles, how to stage a fight, because this is the most prevalent thing a young actor who wants to mix some stunts with their repertoire is going to be asked to do. He's not going to be asked to do a high fall or a full burn, because those will go to the pros. But he's most likely going to be asked to do some fight sequence or possibly a wire vest, fly on a wire, or can you take a gun and walk properly with it and show me how you'd shoot it? These are all things that a director might pick single someone out for, and so I'm trying to get people, give them a heads up as to how these things work and what to look for, and safety issues, of course, because if you don't have the experience and you're put into a situation, you want to know whether you're safe or not.
Right. Wow, interesting. So is it just actors, or do you, some people just have curiosity off the street?
Oh, I'm sure anybody that wants to come and take, it's more than welcome to come and play. It's going to be fun. I always try to make it fun because, obviously it's a serious business. You're putting your life in harm's way. But at the same time, you've got to have a good time doing it. And I just try to impart everything I've learned and make it fun for people and at the same time make sure that they understand, the mechanics of how it all works.
Right. So how do people sign up?
Okay, well, we're going to be doing this in September. It's the 21st and 22nd, a Saturday and Sunday, 21st, 22nd September. We're doing it out in Vaughan at the Lanham Mixed Martial Arts Building. And you can contact Vaughan Film Festival. That's all one word, vaughanfilmfestival.com for more details. Or you can call Mark at 416-992-5485. And he'll be able to give you the details on it. We're going to be doing one class on Saturday and then two classes on Sunday.
Fantastic. Sounds good. Well, we'll get the word out.
It'll be fun, but I think it's going to be a real blast. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. All righty. Thank you, Peter. Very interesting work you do, and I'm sure people will want to check out your class.
Well, I'd love to see them all there, and I'll bring some photos to sign from the old Arnold days, so come on out and come by and say hello, and and let us drag you around by a wire and throw a few punches at you.
That's great.
Terrific.
Thank you, Peter.
Oh, you're welcome, Gloria. Great talking to you.